Hi, and welcome to the astrology for the last week in January and first few weeks of February, well, most of February actually. And don't forget, this time February has 29 days. We're in a leap year, so we have an extended February. Anyway, so how are we all? I'm carrying out my own personal rebellion here. I'm dressing in red, which is a rebellion against all the earth, the brown earth, the practical, dutiful, responsible earth. That is the opposite sign to fire. So I'm dressing up in fire in my own rebellion against all this. Oh, the sense of doing the right thing, responsibility, looking at property, assessing, and if necessary, selling or moving, and looking at status and the things that make us secure, our security, checking our bank balance, checking our pension accrual, this kind of thing. This is the stuff that Capricorn is all about in our personal world. And it's also about our career status. It's about our achievements, what we're achieving. So we kind of should really be focused on those things. It can also be about parents and father, and about tough conditions, about austerity and severe conditions. So we have all these planets in Capricorn, up to five actually, all clustered around the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which is the big issue in astrology of 2019 and 2020. And although the sun is now in Aquarius, it's hardly compensating for the amount of emphasis on the earth element with all these planets in Capricorn. And so, if you're feeling a little sort of weighed down and depressed and anxious, maybe some free-floating anxiety has captured you, then it's you can blame it all on this Capricorn stuff, really. It is this great weight of responsibility that can become very wearing. And Saturn Pluto essentially are about losses and endings in order to transform, in order for rebirth. So it's about birth, but before great birth, sometimes there has to be great death. So it's a time of transition when we may have to let go of some things as we prepare to move into something bigger, something better, something with more potential. I mean, the soul has to grow basically, so and everything has to grow. So, civilization, the universe, nations, people, we're all in this constant movement into growth. And so, this is a period when this is emphasized most especially. And so, the best thing we can do with this period is to take advantage of it, to bring about our own endings, to bring about our own endings so that we can move into beginnings so that we can sell one house that wasn't really in the right place for us anymore and move to a different place where we know that we can do more in the future, that kind of thing. Okay, so the sun currently is in Aquarius and it's doing its best, but it's still not able to compensate for all of the heavyweight in Capricorn. A sun in Aquarius really is about much bigger things than the interpersonal or the personal. So we have kind of three grades in astrology. So we have personal stuff, interpersonal, which means me and you, or me and my significant other, or you and your significant other, or you and your children, or that kind of interpersonal stuff. And then we have transpersonal, which means beyond personal, above personal. And that really describes the big world out there. Commerce, maybe something industrial, maybe something spiritual, for all us spiritual types, maybe connecting up in bigger groups in bigger ways. And it's also about the ideals, and the instincts that we have for something better, something bigger. It's all about concepts, but bigger concepts. Aquarius also has a lot to do with IT, and so it's about connecting up in that way and networking, network groups, network networking naturally is an Aquarian thing because it's moving out into bigger arenas, bigger environments, universities, that kind of thing, bigger business networks, etc. So those are the kind of the natural things that should be going on. However, we do have the Pluto-Saturn conjunction in Capricorn still sort of rumbling on through February. So I will be referring to that. And I guess what I'm trying to do is encourage you to keep going, encourage you to keep working on property, keep working on security, keep working on getting things in order, pensions, etc. And have in mind growth, that any losses should be seen as clearing the way for growth in the future, that this is the best way for us to look at this period. It's also a time when we lose people close to us as well as they pass through the veil, and my sympathies if you're going through that. But I can only assure you that it's actually quite a good time to pass through, that everything is coming in close to receive those souls now, and I hope that's some comfort. But anyway, so going back to late January and February, which of course has 29 days, we have a leap year, so February is a little bit longer this year, it has 29 days. I always think that's really cool, February the 29th, you know. aside from the Saturn-Pluto conjunction and your responsibilities for that, what we need to look at is where we have our new moon and our full moon. So I've written those days down here so I can give you them. So on the 9th of February, we have the sun in Aquarius, the moon in the opposite sign of Leo, and so we have a full moon in Leo. And that actually is a kind of about friends, really. It's about bigger friendship groups, and it's about the joy of finding yourself as a friend. It's about being creative and enjoying your company, your friendship with yourself. It's about, well, actually, Leo's all about wearing red, and it's a fire sign, and so it enjoys flame colours. So maybe I'm just in the right thing to describe the full moon in Leo. But it is about being dramatic and validating yourself through affirmation of one's spirit and feeling joy in that spirit. But the sun is in Aquarius, and that is about bigger groups. So Aquarius says no ego is special, whereas Leo says my ego is special, your ego is special, individual ego is special. And Aquarius says, no, it's not. We're all the same. But Aquarius is a great sign for friendship. Aquarius loves big groups of friends. Aquarius loves going to a football match and meeting all mates and getting, you know, all excited about the game and all the rest of it. It likes those bigger environments. So we might find those sort of things coming up. And in truth, this is a masculine axis. Both of these are masculine zodiac signs. We have air and fire there in elements, and it should be quite buoyant. Masculine moves out, but the heavyweight in Capricorn is feminine. So as much as we get a bit of an uplift, we then go down again with the Capricorn heavy duty responsibility, the austerity, the feeling of restriction and frustration that Capricorn can sometimes lay on us. The feeling of not being nurtured, of being out in the cold, the free-floating anxiety, that can all kind of be around. And my sympathies if that's what's happening. Try to get on with a project, try to get on with something practical to do, because the energy is there to support that kind of stuff. Okay, so as if things aren't heavy enough in Capricorn, Mars moves into Capricorn on the 17th of February. We really didn't need this, but so away we go. So a lot more activity around the things that have become important in the last 2 or 3 months. That now there is a shot in the arm for those things. There's a sudden haste. It's like, you know, there's an injection of adrenaline in these subjects, whatever it is that you're dealing with. So is this good? Well, it just means we've got more stuff to deal with. actually, on the 18th, the following day, the moon moves into Capricorn for a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, making it 6 planets in Capricorn again. We had that a month or two back, and oh my goodness, you know, we just keep getting all this loaded stuff. So keep working on all those things that I've said, that, you know, not time to sort of step back yet. Then the Sun moves into Pisces on the 19th of February, I think it is. And so we get into the final zodiac sign of Pisces before the rebirth into Aries. This is the Sun's journey. And so we have a new moon. Yes, sorry, a new moon. The Sun and Moon are in conjunction, a new moon in Pisces, and that's on the 23rd of February. And that is a very peaceful, restful time. Here, that's the time for a contemplation, yoga, meditation. It's a time for bringing everything in and putting it to bed, really, bringing it into a peaceful state. Hibernating if necessary, but hibernating in the beautiful blissed out fusion with the great white light as we dissolve and dissolute everything ready for the exciting rebirth, which comes when the Sun moves into Aries on the equinox. So overall, what am I sort of saying at the moment? Well, I'm saying that we're doing well, but I acknowledge those people who are having a difficult time. I validate your feelings and I'm in full sympathy. I know it's tough at the moment, but keep going. You've got lots of support from me, lots of support from the spiritual world. It is a tough time, but we are here to struggle. And here's a down bit of the wheel. Yeah, the up bit of the wheel will come in time. So you're not going to be doing the down bit forever. So keep going with all the projects to do with property and pensions and money and security and achievement, that kind of thing. Get out and network, certainly. And yes, it is a cold time of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere, at least. And sometimes it can feel emotionally cold as well at the moment. So nurture yourself. The opposite sign to Capricorn is Cancer, which is all about nurturing and feeding and mothering and unconditional love. Capricorn, on the other hand, is conditional love. So you can see the kind of the opposites and what we should be working with there. So get into the opposite of Capricorn and give yourself the nurturing that the sky is not really prepared to do at the moment. So time to look after yourself. Cuddle your own inner child. Anyway, so there we go. And I really do hope that was useful. It's a great time to have a reading with me. I'm doing quite a few at the moment, but that's fabulous. I love to be there when people need me. So if you want to have a reading, please just Google Alison Chester Lambert. I'm an astrologer. I use psychology. I'm a psychological astrologer. So it's more sort of in-depth meaning and understanding stuff rather than predicting when he's going to come back to you or she's going to come back to you. It's I look at the meaning behind the loss. So we can feel more comforted as we understand things better. Psychological astrology is a great healer as well. So the pain reduces after a session with me. So I would love to speak to you. Please get a hold of me if you'd like to. And I look forward to talking to you at the end of February as we get into March, when we're heading into lighter months here in the Northern Hemisphere at least. And so that will be nice, won't it? That will be lovely. In the meantime, do what I'm doing, wear red, try to cheer yourself up, light candles, this kind of thing. It was wonderful to talk to you. See you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Alison. I just had to step in for a second because you're wearing your red stuff, and I got to just tell you, you look hot, girl. You look really hot. So welcome back. Glad you're with us here. We're going to return in just a couple of minutes with a little bit more from the group themselves. We'll bring back the final channel of the day and bring you just kind of a wrap-up for what we're doing here. So, Spav, everybody, thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.